Hey, this is your spiritual fitness coach, Nat Crawford, and today we're going to talk about growing spiritually. In our walk with God, growth is not just an option, it's a necessity. Spiritual growth involves deepening our understanding of God's Word, strengthening our faith, and becoming more Christ-like in our thoughts, actions, and interactions. The Apostle Peter has some great advice for how to grow spiritually in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. This passage beautifully encapsulates the essence of spiritual growth, increasing in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Great, but what does that mean? Growing in grace is about understanding and experiencing God's unmerited favor in deeper ways. It's recognizing that our relationship with God doesn't depend on our performance, but on what Jesus has done for us. As we grow in grace, we become more forgiving, more compassionate, and more willing to extend grace to others, just as God has done for us. Growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior involves a commitment to studying the Bible, prayer, and other spiritual disciplines. It's through these practices that we come to know God more intimately and understand His will for our lives. Knowledge in this context isn't just about information, it's about transformation. It's knowledge that changes us from the inside out, making us more like Jesus in every aspect of our lives. Spiritual growth is a journey, not a destination. It's a continuous process that lasts a lifetime. The goal is not perfection, but progress, becoming more like Christ every day. Okay, so how do you begin to experience what Peter wrote about? First, engage the Bible. Make Bible study a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. It's through God's Word that we learn about His character, His promises, and His will for our lives. Next, participate in the Christian community. Spiritual growth often happens in the context of community. Being part of a church or a small group provides encouragement, accountability, and support as we grow in faith. Also, live out your faith. Growth requires action. As you learn more about God's will for your life, be diligent in applying it to your daily actions and decisions. And of course, share your faith. One of the most powerful ways to grow spiritually is to share your faith with others. Teaching what you know strengthens your understanding and conviction. Spiritual growth is an essential aspect of our Christian journey. It's not always easy, and it often involves challenges and trials. However, the rewards are immeasurable. A deeper relationship with God, a life marked by grace and truth, and an impact on the world that reflects the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's commit to growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus, allowing Him to transform us from the inside out. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Now go win today.